And welcome back to WSHIT, this hour of news sponsored by Jeannie Lou's Body Waxing and Elderly Care. At Jeannie Lou's, we'll freshen up your no-no while we take care of your na-na. A follow-up on yesterday's story brought to you first by WSHIT News. There was much public outcry after Tom Beetleberry was named president of Crabapples Women's Club in response to many Crabapplians calling for the dismissal of Tom Beetleberry. Newly elected Mayor Slowbush took to the government website to send out a pre-recorded message to the ladies of Crabapple. And now here's the soundbite you will only hear on WSHIT Breaking News.
Women, let's get this stuff going. I'm not going to keep paying prostitutes, but even the electronic stuff, I mean, that's not actually in the bed. So women, let's figure this out. I mean, it's not a big deal, but, I think I'm just going to be celibate the rest of my life. As I tell my psychiatrist, I know, but I'm going to be celibate like this. What?
The mayor then went on to sign a mayoral executive order declaring buy one, get one on mango margaritas at all three Margarita Chacharita locations in Crabapple. While most citizens are still angry about the appointment of Tom Beetleberry, they are also, for the most part, drunk. We'll be back after this commercial break.
What?
On this episode of the commercial break,
Survivor was also one that was out there. The greatest race. What was that called?
No, that's still
the Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. Yeah. And so is Survivor.
Survivor and Amazing Race survived the Amazing Race of bad reality television shows, and I loved to watch a lot of these shows as an exhibitionist. I thought they were stupid and funny, and I think. Felt like I was in on the joke. Like, this is crazy that we're doing this. But a lot of people took them very seriously. Uh-huh. A lot of people really got into them.
My dad and I really wanted to do The Amazing Race. Too late now.
I did too.
But
what happened? Well, did you like apply or anything?
Okay. We talked about it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. Here we are. Just reading that Haley Joel Osment, the kid from The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that kid?
Yes.
And he's done some other stuff, too. Like, here's a picture of him. You've probably seen him in other things.
Yep.
I don't know what other things, but you've probably seen him in those other things. He got arrested for drunken disorderly conduct while on a skiing vacation. And they just released his mugshot, and he looks just like he does in real life. The substance is unidentified, but Mono County Sheriff's Office refused to comment. Alcohol and possession of marijuana and another substance unidentified.
Huh.
He's sentenced to 3 years probation.
Where was this?
Like in some... Because
Colorado...
Mammoth Lake.
Weed's legal. So is California.
Yeah, so is California.
Yeah.
Why do you have... Why? Why are you... I don't know. Maybe you can't be in public with it. Mm. Maybe you can't be smoking it in public.
Yeah.
I think there are certain places where, even though it's legal in California, you still can't smoke it in public. Mm. Like when I went to Las Vegas, they put it in some special bag that would explode if you opened it up while you're on the street. It's like some weird thing. It was like this weird lock bag that everyone had to have while they were traveling with it. And so, you know, I kept it in the lock bag and until I got back to the roach-infested motel. And then I did what I did with it after that. So there you go. Listen, I want to talk about something. The 90s and the 2000s was a wild time for television, and especially for reality show television.
Yes, it was.
Yes. I mean, reality show.
I mean, now's crazy, but then was really the Wild West.
Yeah, it really was. Reality shows of the early, if I could spell, early 2000s. I had a list here and I lost it. Hold on. Well, of course, American Idol, The Osbournes, The Simple Life. Let's go with some more here. Hold on. The Simple Life was just like one of the wildest shows that had been. It was all kind of staged, but, you know, it was.
Didn't they just reboot that? I think they did.
The Simple Life?
Yeah, with Paris and
Nicole?
Nicole.
Oh, I think they did do like an extra season of that a couple of years ago or something, or a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it took off.
No.
Because now they're married with children, and it's like, it's not, it just doesn't have the same. And we've all grown a little bit older and a little bit more mature, and as have they.
Yes.
So it didn't hit quite like it hit. It was like nothing you'd ever seen on television. These two absolute airheads.
Party girls.
Going and like, going to spend a week with a cow farmer.
On a farm.
You know, it was, and they'd be like, that's hot. And sticking their hand in cows' asses. It was interesting at the time. America's Next Top Model, Punk'd, Jersey Shore, Fear Factor of Joe Rogan fame.
Yeah.
The Bachelor started back then, trading spaces where neighbors made other people's houses, their neighbors' houses look ugly, and then you had to pretend like you liked it. Remember that?
I do.
Making of the Band, Next, which we have reviewed, Newlyweds with Nick and Jessica, Nanny 911, Cake Boss, which I never understood how anybody gave a shit about Cake Boss, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Laguna Beach, so many. I mean, Kitchen Nightmares, Flavor of Love. Rock of Love. So many weird and wild reality shows that it was hard to keep up with all of them, quite frankly. And when you look back on them now, most of them have not aged well. There is a certain amount of chauvinism and exhibitionism and just general disdain for human life that goes on in some of these shows. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. Take Fear Factor, for example. People were eating like Madagascar cockroaches, live ones.
I never liked that show.
I never liked it. I never liked it. Not because of Joe Rogan. I actually thought Joe did a good job on the show.
Yeah, it was just what they were doing.
Yeah, it's what they were doing that made my stomach turn.
Yeah.
And anytime they brought out those insects, which was every fucking episode.
Was every time.
Yeah, or they'd like stick them 700 feet in the air in a car, like they were in the car with a helmet. Then they'd set the car on fire, you know, make it explode and hope that they dropped into the water. It was like this weird show where you knew that they were probably going to be safe.
Well, right.
But they sure did make it look dangerous.
Yeah.
And people would be competing for like, you know, $10,000 in Chili's gift cards or something. It was so stupid. It was so stupid. But it was very popular for a couple of years anyway.
Uh-huh.
Very popular. I think it ran on NBC and then on MTV, and it went around the circuit. But one of the wildest, and American Idol, of course, kicked all of the singing competitions off, and all of like the kind of competition. Survivor was also one that was out there. The Greatest Race. What was that called?
No, that's still
the Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. Yeah. And so is Survivor.
Survivor and Amazing Race survived the Amazing Race of bad reality television shows. And I loved to watch a lot of these shows.
Yeah.
As an exhibitionist, I thought they were stupid and funny. And I think, felt like I was in on the joke. Like, this is crazy that we're doing this. But a lot of people took them very seriously.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people really got into them.
My dad and I really wanted to do The Amazing Race. Too late now.
I did too.
But
what happened? Well, did you like apply or anything?
Oh,
okay. All right.
We talked about it. We said we would, in the family, we determined that the two of us
would be the best.
Because I would be the daredevil and he's an engineer and would be able to figure all the stuff out.
Okay. So he would essentially be able to get you from point A to point B in the quickest manner, figure out all that, kind of the math part of it.
Yeah.
And you would figure out the...
I would do the stuff that required the...
No brains. No brains, all balls.
Yeah.
Like go to the, running of the bulls and make it out alive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I wanted to go on it too. But I couldn't figure out which of my family members would agree to be with me for that long. So I decided not to do it. But I did get into that show for like two seasons.
Yeah.
It's
still on. It's still great.
I haven't watched it in a long time. I think I watched like the second and third season and I was really into it. And then, I don't know, for whatever reason, I stopped watching it. But
you had 30 children.
I did have 30 children. Yes. I'm just getting to Top Chef season 7. It's
right.
On 23. I mean, honestly. But that singing reality show kind of contest, listen, this all got kicked off with MTV's The Real Life, The Real World.
The Real World, yeah.
The Real World was the OG, I think, by a lot of people. It might not have been the very first reality show television necessarily per se, but it was the first one to gain mainstream attention and really kind of massage the format in a way that it was interesting. Put people in a room, let them be humans.
Yeah,
film all the drama in a house, living together for a month or two or whatever it was. Film all the drama, edit it in a way that is linear so you can understand from one moment to the next what is going on. Cut out all the crap and just put the best, most interesting, juicy parts of it out there on television. And they did. And it was critically panned and acclaimed. People watched it in droves.
Oh, it was huge.
And the unintended consequence of this was that the people who were a part of these shows became famous in their own right, which I don't think anybody expected, but they did. And by season number three, it became clear that people who were going on The Real World were there in part to become famous, not for some human social experiment, but because there was fame and riches at the end of it. And when social media came, forget about it. Now it's a different game altogether. You're going to be famous if you go on a reality show, at least to some degree. Mm-hmm. And that is a big part of the reason why you would even want to partake in any of these shenanigans, so to speak. Well, I applied for The Real World.
Yeah, you said that.
I did, for like season number six or something, five, six, something like that. I didn't make it on The Real World. In case you didn't know, I didn't make it on The Real World. One of the most famous podcasters on earth right now was on Road Rules, which was adjunct to Real World. It was like a competition. They got in a van. Mm-hmm. They lived together for a month. They did these competitive challenges, and then they would get knocked out or into the competition. Theo Vaughn was a Road Rules contestant. Also, I had many people, and I say many, I mean like two, people who had suggested that when American Idol started, I should go on American Idol and try and be a singer on American Idol, like a rock and roll, edgy singer, like buck the trend. Don't be a pop star, be a rock star. Well, that's not what American Idol was looking for. And I thought about going because they came to Atlanta early on, like season number two or three.
Oh, yeah.
But I just couldn't bring myself to do it because even though I watched it, I hated it because I hated what it represented, a cheat code to the music industry. When I had worked so very hard and failed, and when I say very hard,
numerous assisted living homes,
numerous club dates with no patrons paying to see me, and one album that I will never make it on Spotify because probably no one has the master tapes. They said, well, tape over those. It's all good. But one channel decided to turn this whole thing on its head. It decided that this was a joke and we needed to treat it as such. American Idol, the American Idol-esque type competitions were a joke and we needed to treat it as such. Let's make it a joke. Let's make it the joke that it is. Let's take these delusional human beings that think that they can be some pop superstar by using the cheat code. Let's take these delusional human beings and let's put them in a delusional world where all their dreams could come true, even if they were the worst singers on earth. How I missed this show when it came out, I have no idea. But there has been some videos going around the internet lately that turned me on to this particular show that ran on the WB for one season, I think. And it is the meanest reality show that has ever existed.
I don't think I ever saw it either.
It is called Superstar USA.
No.
The next Superstar USA or something like that. I'd like to watch this, at least in part, the first episode of this, because I never saw it when it was on air.
No, I didn't either.
But just watching 15 minutes of it last night after seeing some reels over the last couple of weeks, I thought that these were delusional people that were singing in front of a crowd and the crowd for some reason didn't have ears. Like, you know, it was a crowd full of people who couldn't hear because it was clear that they were singing terribly, but the crowd was going wild. And I was like, where did this run? How did these people get on this very highly produced event and then sing this badly, and then have all these people that are telling them how good it really is? It's because it's the whole premise of the show. Take the worst, most delusional people in the musical business that want to be in the music business and pretend like they are the best.
Yeah.
And then at the end, pull the rug out from under their feet. So,
damn.
This is crazy. Crazy mean, crazy in general, hilarious, very funny, but at the expense of a lot of different people's dreams. And not one of these people, at least none of them that I have seen so far, became actually famous for any particular reason. And so it really ended up just being a cruel prank show is what it ended up being. If you don't mind, Chrissy, let's take some time. Let's review the pilot episode and let's see what we think about this. You want to do that?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So quick segment, quick flip. I want to dedicate as much time as I can to this particular video. So let's take a break. And when we get back, I'm going to put this on the old screen-a-ma-later and then the old podcast-a-ma-later screen here. And then when we get back, we'll review it together. Like that, that love connection noise?
Yes.
We'll be back.
Why don't you text us and we can text back and then you can text us in reply, then so on. It's a fun little game I've been playing and I think you'll be great at it. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You could leave a message too. If you do, maybe you'll end up being the voice of the show. But be warned, the pay is not great. You could go to the website and drop us an email also, tcbpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can get a free sticker. Who doesn't want a free sticker? Just go to the Contact Us button and ask for one. Follow us on Insta at The Commercial Break and watch the episodes at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Now I'm going to go back to that texting game. You want to play? Come on. Bye.
Okay, in my opinion, the cruelest reality show that has ever existed. Some would call this a prank show. I think that's probably the best way to put it. But man, is this wild. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Let's get into it here. America's, USA's next superstar, Superstar USA, something.
I guess they could only do it for one season because then everybody would know.
Yeah, it's true. Once you know the characters in it, then it's going to be hard to find the next season.
Brian McFadden here in Hollywood, home to the WB Superstar USA.
You remember this guy, Brian McFadden?
Yeah,
he was in a lot of WB stuff. I think he was like a, what was that show? Aisha Tyler, remember her?
Yeah.
And she did the bus thing, get on the bus, something, love bus. And I think he was also part of that crew or part of that show.
The most anticipated show of the year. You know, people said we couldn't do it. People said we shouldn't do it.
The most anticipated show of the year.
A hoax so ambitious, you won't believe your eyes or ears. Thousands of singers auditioned, all believing that we were searching for America's best singer. But we're not. We're actually searching for America's worst.
But we're not. We're fucking with them all. But we're not. We're crushing their little hearts.
God.
How happy you are to be doing this.
Singer. And to pull it off, we enlisted dozens of crew members, teams of dancers, and hundreds of screaming fans, all to create the illusion of a real talent show. Now, why do we do this? Because we were bored by all the cookie-cutter pop idols being crammed down our throats. Now, forget...
But because we're bored by all the cookie-cutter pop, we decided to crush people's spirits and any possible dreams they have of success because we're bored.
Talent, forget vocal ability. We're looking for a true entertainer, someone who is fun to watch. So do yourself a favor, America. Get ready. Our search for America's worst singer starts right now.
The WB was wild. The WB was wild.
They would
wild.
Go for it.
Who greenlit this? Yeah. And they were probably getting bad press for it beforehand.
Uh-huh.
I imagine that promo, that intro, was cut after they had run some commercials and stuff, and people were like, no way you're going to do this. And Brian Dunkelman number two here has to get on and apologize before it even starts.
Yeah.
Clearly a rip-off intro of American Idol.
Right. Oh, lots of flashing stars.
Yeah, the WB's Superstar USA. Yeah, lots of stars. Lots of weird graphic stars.
All right, now before we get to the audition process, let me break it down for you one more time. We're out to find a new kind of singing superstar. So while...
The kind that can't make an album.
Other talent shows are looking for this...
And it was just my mind playing tricks on me, yeah.
We're looking for this.
Well, people did love to hate watch the American Idol for the bad stuff.
You know? Yeah, they took the best part of American Idol's audition process and they just juiced it.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, I guess you... They're taking what works about another show and they're just extending it.
Or this.
All I'm asking is for respect when you get home.
Or this.
And now it chills me to the bone.
But on our show, it's not enough for singers to be bad. They have to believe they're great.
I'm a superstar because I am a star in itself. I have charisma, and you guys will have to see.
I have a feeling that some of these people are plants. They are actors and actresses that are on the show because I think there's too much liability in having actual people have the rug pulled out from under them like this. There's, you know, they could be, who knows, they could hurt themselves or whatever.
True.
Why? Because we're out to find America's unlikeliest singing sensation and make them a star. We scoured the country and auditioned thousands of singers in hopes for their big break. In cities like Orlando, Philadelphia, Las Vegas, and Minneapolis, the superstar wannabes showed up in force for their chance to fly to Hollywood and battled out for superstardom, never realizing that on this show, only the bad survive.
How do you get the audience in on this? I guess you have to tell them all.
Yeah,
that they need to cheer loudly exactly. No matter what happens.
To help us find our superstar, we assembled a distinguished panel of experts.
A distinguished panel of experts. Let's see.
Yeah, who do they have?
You're going to laugh.
First up, you know her from her hits Graduation and Smile, platinum-selling recording artist, Vitamin C.
One hit wonder, Vitamin C.
I don't even remember Vitamin C.
Hey, listen, Chrissy, she had two hits. I remember that song. That song played on rotation like in 2003.
Yeah, that's right. You're cocky and confident, and you don't have the goods to back it up. You're exactly what we're looking for.
I wonder why Vitamin C never stayed in the conscious collective pop lexicon.
Well, probably because
lexicon.
She was on this horribly cruel
part
show.
Part of the cruelest show ever.
Yeah. Grammy-nominated rap pioneer, the wild thing himself, Mr.
Tone Loke,
Funky Cold Medina? No, Tone, don't do it.
Ask the guy why he's so fly, he said Funky Cold Medina.
We're going to turn everything you ever heard about singing upside down on this show. You know what I mean? The good singers are whack and the whack singers are good. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? They pay me a lot of money to be out here. You know what I'm saying?
And finally, our resident straight shooter, Superstar USA producer, Briggs.
Briggs. And Briggs looks like a guy I've seen on other reality television shows because he probably is an actor.
So what do you say to people who...
I mean, obviously he's an actor, but...
...think the show is cruel and offensive?
I'd have to say... You.
Ooh, tough guy. Two distinct challenges.
He's the Simon Cowell of the group.
He is. He's got the glasses and spiky hair.
And pleather jacket. Uh-huh.
Number one, how to look unimpressed and completely bored by all the good singers.
All that's left is a band of gold. All that's left are the dreams I hope is a band of gold.
Stop. We're looking for a superstar, and you don't quite have the voice.
I just don't think you're right for this show.
I think it was kind of, let me use the word, whack.
Oh, my God. So not only do you have to pretend like the bad singers are good, you have to tell the good singers that they're shit.
Yes.
Oh, brother.
And challenge number two, how to heap praise on bad singers while keeping a straight face.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Look at that spin. Celebrate great times. Come on.
Celebrate everyone around the world. Come on.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was great.
I thought you rocked the mic, Playboy. You handled your biz, so... Congratulations, you're one step closer.
You handled your biz.
Oh, my God.
Poor kid.
Being a superstar.
Thank you.
And once the audition process is completed, the 12 worst singers will face off in Hollywood for their shot at fame and fortune. And the hoax gets even bigger when they're given the superstar treatment. They'll receive image enhancements.
So they're showing them flying
image
them.
Image enhancements.
Yeah, they're flying them. They're limoing them.
Yeah, they're getting their hair cut and their new duds. And they're in the studio with professionals.
Work with vocal coaches. Learn dance moves. Face the media. and shop for expensive cars and multi-million dollar homes.
Why?
Why? What? Why? I don't know. I didn't even know in American Idol you just went and shopped for a new car.
$1 million home.
But ultimately,
there's the obligatory bikini shot. Yes.
Boys will determine their fate when they hit the stage to sing. Until we reach our finale, where the last singer standing will be crowned the WB Superstar USA. We walk away with a recording contract and an advance of $100,000 cash. And that's when we finally reveal our hoax. We lifeline.
That's when we finally fuck with you for good.
Jeez.
We finally smash your little dreams into a million pieces. If my name isn't Brian Dunkelman, but that's not my name.
I say. You are a great singer. And how will the superstar react?
How could they react?
Well, shocked.
You're on national television. Yes.
So now that you're in on our hoax, don't go anywhere. The search for America's newest unlikely...
Now that you're in on our hoax, don't go anywhere. Our sponsor, Velveeta, will be... has a few words.
The singing sensation
gets
underway.
Also, too, like, then... I mean, think about they had to go through the taping of this and then air it. So...
Yes.
The people that were on the show... That had to relive it.
Had to relive it all over again. And did they, were they, they must have been under some kind of agreement not to say anything. Well, of course, you wouldn't want to say anything.
That's right.
I was crowned America's next superstar, but it was all a joke.
Right after this. Up next, our auditions kick off in Las Vegas, and only the bad survive.
Superstardom begins with you, Robert.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
I do think this is funny, but it's just cruel at the same time. Yeah. It's hard to laugh. Well, thank God many years have passed. Hopefully they gave him therapy afterwards.
Exactly.
Then our panel falls head over heels for the sexy Jamie.
Touched for the very first time.
We think you have great potential.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
She's clearly an actress.
Plus, later, a heavy metal heartthrob rocks our world.
Fire! Fire!
That was sick, man.
Which of tonight's singers will be plucked from obscurity and flown to Hollywood to fight for fame and fortune?
It's a band of gold.
Whose impossible dream will come true? And will anyone figure out it's all just a giant practical joke?
Yeah.
Do that same song, but wherever you say yeah, say no.
Oh, my God.
I said no.
Find out when the WB Superstar USA... The first stop on our search for the WB Superstar USA was Las Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to fabulous Viva Las Vegas.
Where we hope to find an entertainer with such an unconditional belief in their talent, they wouldn't let anything stop them. Not even a bad singing voice. Wannabe superstars waited in line for hours, all believing that this was a real talent show. And as they prepared to face the panel...
As they prepared to meet superstars Tone Loc at Vitamin C.
And Briggs.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest about it. Vitamin C and Tone Loc are not exactly the A-list musicians that you think they are.
Many were overwhelmed with last-minute jitters.
I can't stop shaking. I don't want to go first.
But Robert's confidence was unshakable.
Well, Robert, tell us, why are you a superstar?
I think I have a great voice. I think a lot of people will also...
I've been singing in the shower for most of my life.
I think the same thing, and I sing from my heart, and I think people can feel that when I sing.
All right, man. Well, what are you going to sing for us today?
Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Well, whenever you're ready.
I'd rather listen to blues barking, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, me too.
Love is a losing game. Love can't be a shame. I know I'm a fool, you say, but that bullies me. Tell me why. Tell me why.
Well, to be fair to him, he is in the falsetto range.
He's got something.
There's something going on there. Some kind of rhythm. He's got a gold chain. That counts for something, Chrissy.
And like a velour jacket.
Yes. In all my years in the musical industry, if you don't mind, Chrissy, I'll interject a story as a professional, from a professional point of view here. In all my years in the musical business, there's one thing that I knew about a cocksure rock star is that a gold chain was the accoutrement you absolutely needed.
Oh, yeah.
Falsetto voice and a gold chain.
Robert.
Yes.
Robert. Superstardom begins with you, Robert. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, my man, what's happening? Rob, I must say, I like what you did with it, and I'm totally feeling you, and I give you a big yes, man. Totally.
Okay.
Even Tone Loge knows this is cruel. He's phoning this in. Yeah. Yes.
You hit some notes. I don't even know how you hit them. Do you have both your testicles?
Yes.
I'm missing one?
Nope.
All right, well, see?
Yes.
A yes for you, Tone?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Congratulations, you are one step closer to being a superstar.
Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Did you know you could sing?
I thought I could, and like everybody.
Did you know you could sing? Did you know you could sing?
I thought I could.
No, I came to audition for this reality show about singing, and I had no idea I could sing.
Right.
Personally, I can. And I think I have a higher voice than a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Like, I can hit the high notes that no one else can hit.
You can hit notes that I couldn't even imagine dogs hitting.
Now, what makes you the next big superstar in the USA?
Because I got the voice, I got the lyrics, I got everything.
Everything, huh?
You got the voice and the lyrics? You
and
remember?
The looks.
Oh, I thought she said the lyrics.
Yeah, the
I'm
looks.
Like, oh, you remembered the lyrics?
I have everything.
As we say, break it on down.
Okay. Right ready?
Yeah.
I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. I get so emotional, baby, and it's all you want. Love can do, it's all you want. Love can do, it's all you want.
To be fair, that's the best I've ever heard Taylor Dane sing. Live.
Love can do, it's all you want. Love can do.
You have some talent, girl. You have some voice.
Thank you.
I like a lot of the little things you did, the way you kind of take a word and kind of make it your own and, you know, make it so it wasn't that recognizable from the Whitney Houston version. I mean, you brought your own kind of...
Oh, I thought that was Taylor Dane. That was Whitney Houston? Oh, sorry, Taylor.
Yes.
And Whitney. Sorry to both of you. Are you both still alive? I don't know, but sorry to both of you.
Flavor to it.
But thank you.
What did they say to you?
They said that I made the song my own and that really sound good, so I'm just waiting for the next step, you know. This is not over yet, so I don't want to get overexcited.
Oh, you don't want to jinx yourself?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's still a long way to go, and I want to wait. I don't want to take anything for granted yet, so...
Oh, my God. These poor girl. I mean, honestly, this is a little cruel.
I know.
And funny. And cruel.
So I guess what they did, they went to different cities, just like American
Idol.
Went
to different cities to make sure that they, you know, fucked with a lot of different people.
Yeah. Plus it was a tough act to follow, but Lance came prepared to pull out.
Oh, Lance.
All the glitter stuff. Shirt on.
Since you've been gone.
Gary Glitter up here.
On all that's left is a band of gold. All that's left are the dreams I hold. Is a band of gold. Is a band of gold.
Is a band of gold.
What
Where did he get that?
Is that?
What is this? It's like a calliope or something. This is from the days of before Broadway.
It's a band of gold.
Woo. That was,
yeah, man.
You own that song. And you know what? Sex sells. We all know that.
Sure.
I've never even heard a sing like that before. Some of those words I didn't even know were like that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The voice is obvious.
Some of those words I didn't even know were like that.
Amazing. You're selling the sex appeal a little bit. You've got the, you know, the tight shirt and the muscles and the sparkles. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, they said they liked the image I was trying to portray with the tight shirt and the muscles and the...
Yeah, definitely the tight shirt's cool.
The glitter look. They said that, yeah, because of the sex appeal. So that's what I was trying to go for, which is what I was trying to go for.
Lance's praise from the panel had him jumping for joy. Clearly, our hoax was working. And with Omar, we kept it going strong.
May I warm up before I start? Or?
Please. Take your time.
Can I warm up before I start? Can I warm up?
I was trying to look where vitamin C is now.
What is she up to?
Well, she's 52.
She's 52?
Yeah. And it says that her name's Colleen Ann Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
She's an American record executive.
Singer, oh, really?
Songwriter, record producer, and actress.
Huh. Isn't everybody a record executive these days? The record business even exists anymore. Are any of these people like... let me see something.
Years after
was WB's Superstar USA staged? Yes. Right. The show was a spoof of a popular. The finalists were chosen. The prank was exposed as noted humorous and outrageous parody.
Listen, in March 2012, Fitzpatrick was appointed as vice president of music at Nickelodeon. And since early 2019, Vitamin C has served as music executive for Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She parlayed a career.
She did parlay this appearance on this clearly terrible idea of a show. But you know what? I'm so fascinated by what happens next.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a break and we'll get back. We'll watch a couple more minutes of this. We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Ready for this?
Yes.
They did not use actors as contestants.
Really?
These are real people who thought that they were involved in an actual music competition.
Nice.
I really find that hard to believe. I know that at least one of these people, to me, appears to be a plant. But I mean, I guess not. Maybe the internet is wrong, but I don't know. Let's keep listening. Simulance.
He's warming up.
Feeling good from my head to my shoes. Know where I'm going and I know what to do. I tidied up my point of view. I've got a new attitude.
Well, that's not what I expected to come out of this guy's mouth. He's wearing a beanie, dark sunglasses. This guy looks like a tough guy. He's like 7'10" and it's 500 pounds. And he comes in at 6, new attitude.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
Hot, running cold. I was running into overload. It was extreme.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Ooh. I'm in control. My worries are few. Cause I got love like I never knew. Ooh, I got a new attitude.
Woo!
Yeah.
Passion, Omar. Passion, you have, Omar. Oh, my.
With all that yelling she did, that was a big yes.
Listen, Omar, that was awesome, man. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, it's unanimous, man. Omar, congratulations. You are one step closer to being a superstar.
All right.
All right, my man.
Thank you.
It was really
cool. Thank you.
It was really entertaining. Thank you, Omar.
All right. All right, he's in.
He's in. Now we've got a cast coming together here, Chrissy.
Progressed.
I will survive.
Hearing bad singer after bad singer.
Loving and
my world.
We finally found one who stood out from the rest.
This is the one I think is an actress.
I'm a superstar because I am a star in itself. I have charisma, and you guys will have to see. I am a star when I sing.
And what's the key to being a superstar in Jamie's book? Apparently, writing your lyrics on your hand.
I was beat, incomplete. I've been held, I was sad and blue. But you made me feel, yeah, you made me feel shiny and new.
She's looking at the lyrics on
like
her hand.
A virgin. Hey, just for the very first time, like a virgin, let your heart beat next to mine.
Okay, so I was right. Listen, this girl's name is Jamie. Jamie Floss. Jamie Floss on Superstar USA was in television shows long before this show ever aired. So clearly there were plants in the audience.
Wow.
She is sassy.
She is.
Sassy Lassie.
Yeah, I think she's a star.
That was very good.
Thanks.
I would encourage you to be even more sexual. Sex sells. Sex sells.
I can be sexual.
Okay.
Yeah, I must say, you are a very sexy person. And you know what impressed me the most is that, you know, you were moving around and you were dancing. You had your little charisma, and I like that. I like when a person moves around and doesn't just stand right there in one spot. You know what I'm saying? That's cool.
I'm a bit embarrassed, but I have to be honest. I don't know if you know this, Jamie. You have very large breasts.
God.
This, kids, is 2003 in a nutshell right here. This is 2003. It was a different time, and it wasn't so long ago. It really wasn't so long ago. Probably most of our listeners born either at, you know, around 2003 or after or before 2003. And this is the kind of schmaltz that they would be on TV and got away with it constantly.
Oh, yeah.
He's, he just said, you have nice tits.
They are real.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
The problem is, I was distracted and I didn't pay attention to your singing voice. So I'm gonna have to leave the decision to you two.
I think Tone agrees with me. We think you have great potential.
She was an actress though before she got
She
on.
Was in at least three television shows before 2004 when this aired and 2003 when it was recorded. So that tells me that they did, in fact, get actors and actresses to play a role here.
Gosh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Up next, on our show, It Pays to Be Bad.
Everyone around the world, come on!
So what happens when a good singer meets the panel?
Wondering if we ought to stay.
Okay, please stop.
I'm sorry.
You're fired.
And later, for Janet Jackson, how's this for a wardrobe malfunction? Whoa.
Ready?
Kind of.
Which of tonight's unsuspect?
They're showing these clips of obviously what they're going to show ahead of time. By the way, the clip intros and outros on the show take up half the show.
I know.
Like, it's like 6.5 minutes long. It's like a goddamn commercial break intro. And what they showed was someone walking in, a beautiful woman walking in and taking off all her clothes.
Yeah.
I think singers will be selected to face off in Hollywood for a shot at fame and fortune. Will they be ready for a life of superstar luxury? And how will they react when they discover it's all a giant hoax? We lied to you when we said you were a great singer. Find out when the WB Superstar USA.
Oh,
in order to find the nation's worst singer, our hoax had to be airtight from the moment our hopefuls walked through the door. And this is where it all begins. The line to get into the WB Superstar USA. Come follow me.
Yeah, he's
real quick.
No Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah,
is
no,
he
is no Ryan Seacrest. He's not even a Brian Dunkelman, if I'm being honest. Yeah. I like Brian Dunkelman better.
Come over here. Grab a clipboard, piece of paper. You write your name, number down, your height, date of birth, weight. Of course, you're going to lie about that. And then you're off over here. Kind of a holding area until you finish filling them out. You nervous?
Not really.
You should be. Anyway, you fill this all out, and then they go. And then someone comes in here and says, okay, follow me. So
I hope he got a good paycheck for this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I hope there was like a reason why he had to do this. He's a little schmarmy. He's a little smirky.
You get up. You walk through these doors.
And this is where the nerves start to build up.
I wonder if he also thought that this was his big break.
I think he thought the WB was going to be his success. Yeah, you're right. I think the big joke is on Tone Loken, this guy.
Turn in your clipboard and your piece of paper.
Put it on your chest.
Put it on your chest so you can see it. Stand back here.
And smile.
And then it's the I think he hosted like E! Entertainment's weekend for a few years or something.
That's true. As one by one, hopefuls enter the audition room. If they were bad, our panel showered them with praise.
Sweet home Alabama.
That was pretty tight, I must say.
And if you were good, watch out.
Oh, you know I need it, yeah.
Kind of loved it, and I kind of hated it, but I mostly hated it.
Fine.
One of the best singers the panel encountered was Doreen, who traveled all the way from Canada for her shot at fame.
You should have picked American Idol, girl.
Yeah, girl, you should have gone for the real deal.
We stand.
But then again, you probably imagine a lot of these people who are good singers did go to American Idol and got rejected there. I mean, you got to think about the incredible odds of just even getting on a show like American Idol. It's tens of thousands of people to one.
None God for thee.
It actually makes me sick to listen to the Canadian national anthem. This is Superstar USA. I'm so tired of Canadians coming across the border and taking superstar jobs from American superstars. Bryan Adams and Loverboy and Celine Dion.
It's not having it.
I can't. Not on my watch.
Well, how'd it go?
I didn't do so good.
Why?
Homeboy at the end.
Briggs.
He don't like Canadians or he just don't like people.
Next up was Teresa. Unfortunately, she was far too talented for us and had to be disposed of quickly.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
Okay, Teresa, I've got good news.
Had to be disposed of.
Had to be disposed of.
The bad news is you are not a strong singer. The good news is you're hot. And I would love to take you out to dinner.
Oh, my God.
Todd quickly annoyed the panel with his boy band good looks and exceptional...
Okay, you get the point. You know what we should do? You know what we should do, Chrissy?
What's that?
You know what I think we should do?
What's that?
America's Next Top Mediocre Comedy Podcaster.
Ooh.
We should do a contest here at the commercial break where we... Let's say we take some applications and then we take 6 to 8 aspiring podcasters, people who like to do what we can do. Now, to be fair, podcasting, unlike music, is a very low barrier to entry. You
yes.
can anybody can pretty much do it. All you need is a microphone, not even a microphone. You just need a way to record yourself and a hosting platform to send out the RSS feed. Good luck finding listeners. That's the hardest part. But, you know, we should do a contest where we interview a few folks. We put them through a few rounds of tests, you know, maybe some, maybe we do an interview, maybe we have them put together a sketch or a parody or a segment or whatever. And then we kind of whittle it down to two. And then we pick a winner and then we give them some airtime on the commercial break or on the RSS feed on like a Saturday afternoon, 20, 30 minutes to let them send out their brand new podcast to the world, a kickstart, if you will. That's the count. That's the prize.
Okay.
The prize is take our 5 listeners. And hopefully 3 of them will be listening to your show by the end of it. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's,
do you like this idea?
I think we should.
I think this is an idea that whose time has come. America's Next Top Mediocre Comedy Podcaster. It's a long title, but it makes sense. All right, I wonder if there's anybody out there interested in that. I wonder if people aspire to be a mediocre comedy podcast, just like we have here at
I'm
the commercial
sure there's a lot of people that have thought about starting a podcast.
Yeah. But it's got to be comedy. I don't care. Whatever. You know what? We're going to call it America's Next Top Mediocre Comedy Podcast. Duh. Uh-huh. But if you have a different idea, then we'll jam you in there.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, because there aren't that many listeners. And so I want to make sure we have enough people to actually have a contest.
We need a good pool.
This is an idea. And if you're interested, text us 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. And let's see if we can kind of frame this a little bit. If we get enough people that are interested, we'll mention it a couple times. If we get enough people that are interested,
then we'll do it. Over the course of a couple weeks, we'll dedicate some Thursdays to it, and we'll see if we can whittle it down to just a couple who have the real talent, the real gusto we think it takes to be mediocre enough to, you know, play with the big boys like the commercial break.
The big boys.
And if they do, and if we think it's good and they win, we'll give them a kickstart. We'll give them a 30-minute consultation on Mediocre Comedy Podcasting, and we'll let them use our RSS feed for a few minutes on a Saturday afternoon to get the word out there about their brand new Mediocre Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, I like it.
And I think this would be good. And if it works, and if people like it, we could do it every year.
That's true.
And we could start a whole batch of Mediocre Comedy Podcasts. Maybe we'll start our own network.
There you go.
That's an idea whose time has come. There you go. All right. You got the information. 212-433-3TCB. Let us know if you're interested. Don't give me a whole dissertation on the podcast idea yet. We'll get there. Just let me know you're interested. Tell me your name, and then we'll start collecting those names. Wow, imagine this becomes like a thing. We'll get a television show. And I'm dreaming that your aspirations become my riches. No money, though. There's no money in this. Don't come here expecting that there's going to be some big cash prize or gold at the end of it. We've been doing this 5 years and are barely breaking even. It's tough. It's tough to make a living as a podcaster. All right, there you go. Superstar USA, WB Superstar USA, the cruelest prank in history. But again, I'm not 100% sure it's all real.
Did you see, like, who, in your research, did you see who won?
Yes.
And who, then what happened to them?
Yes.
Oh.
She won. Jamie won.
Oh, Jamie won.
And she went on to star in other TV shows.
Yep. Okay.
So there you go. Maybe what we'll do is in a couple weeks, if this, like, kind of idea takes off, maybe what we'll do is we'll follow up by watching the finale and see what happens and see how she reacts when they pull the rug out from under her.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll just go straight to the payoff, because I don't think I could listen to all this bad singing. No. There's like 12 episodes.
God.
How do you get through that? No wonder there's not a season number two.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, yeah, the joke can only go so far. But number two, how can you listen to all that bad singing for an hour, 12 hours of it?
No. Vitamin C said, screw this, and went on to become a Netflix executive.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. All the has-beens are at Netflix. Okay. Everybody works for Netflix. That's probably the best way to put it. All right, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. You want to be America's next top mediocre comedy podcaster? Let us know. Or questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them all. May 31st, the 12 hours of TCB. It's a Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Mark your calendars. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Plus, TCBPodcast.com for all the audio, the video, and your free swing. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best
to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.